It's 92.9 The Mountain, quality music, true variety. John Mayer there, Waiting on the World to Change. That's from his upcoming release, Continuum, which you can preview on our website right now, 929themountain.com. You can hear the album in its entirety before you can purchase it, coming up here on September 12th. And it is Friday morning. We are joined by Movie Night Traffic Light, Dawn and John here with us. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you doing, Jenny?
Doing really good. Lots of stuff happening in my world. So I'm just trying to hold tight and take it minute after minute. You know what I mean?
I know that's what
the way you
got to
do
exactly.
It.
Yeah, moving is just, I mean, I guess it's if you didn't have to worry about, like, I wish you could just, like, pack only the things that you really like, leave everything else at your old place.
Yeah, just abandon everything.
You don't have to clean anything. Like, I've been so bad about cleaning, and I have two pets, so, you know, the hair is everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yep.
Anyway, enough about my sob story.
We'll help you move, though. Just let us know.
Oh, wow. Don't say that, John.
I was just kidding, by the way.
Blake said the same thing. I was like, Blake, you know. But Blake's going to help me paint, which is awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, he's really good at actually painting. He does a great job. So
we'll have to remember that.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So you guys, let's talk about movies, what's coming out this weekend.
Okay, well, opening today, one of the movies that's opening today is actually probably going to be pretty big, but they didn't premiere the movie, so we aren't going to be able to talk about it, but it's Nicolas Cage's new movie, The Wicker Man, which looks like sort of a mystery horror kind of scary movie. But we are going to talk about Trust the Man and The Illusionist.
Yeah, okay. I got to tell you, Jenny, Trust the Man, actually more eye-opening for me than Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth.
Really?
Yeah, get this, my fellow fans of The X-Files, Agent Fox Mulder, apparently just an actor.
Yep, this movie does star David Duchovny from The X-Files, of course. This is one of those movies that they call a dark comedy, and I got to tell you, it's definitely dark, and it's so not funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really just about dysfunctional relationships, and David Duchovny, he's married to Julianne Moore, and he's having affairs because he's addicted to whoopee, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And Maggie Gyllenhaal's boyfriend is Julianne Moore's brother, and he cannot commit, so they've just dated for years and years instead of getting married. And the story's about screwing up, breaking up, giving up, and then making up.
I have to admit, though, I think I might be missing something with this movie because, you know, David Duchovny was on The X-Files for years and years, and every episode started with a little tagline that said, trust no one.
Right.
And now he's in this movie, Trust the Man. yeah, I don't know what's going on. But
yeah. You know, David Duchovny, he's had a lot of misses.
Yeah, he has.
But, you know, although X-Files was a brilliant hit. So,
yeah,
I mean, brilliant.
I mean, he should stick with that role, I think. conspiracy theory aside, though. I actually really do like David Duchovny. Didn't like him in this movie. Julianne Moore, of course, extremely talented. Didn't like her in this movie either. But the real issue is with these kind of low-budget independent-type films is they can't afford invading aliens or pillaging pirates or that sort of thing. So they have to make something artistic or interesting or revealing about the mundane. And unfortunately, some of them are just mundane, you know.
Right.
Why do I pay $8 to watch people argue over what to have for dinner? Because I've actually lived that.
John, you're revealing your innermost secrets.
Yeah, that's right.
Looking at John's
Maybe
life.
Maybe I just have issues. I don't know.
Yeah. And the movie, you know, it really makes you feel more hopeless than hopeful about relationships.
Ew, yuck.
I know.
Don't need that. We don't need any more of that.
Exactly. In fact, you know, when you're watching these couples up there and they're together, you're wondering why they're together. And when they're apart, you're kind of hoping they stay that way. So on our movie night traffic, like, we are going to rate Trust a Man a red. This one just is not worth it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what else is going on?
The Illusionist.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Now you
just mentioned that 30 seconds ago. See, that's where my head is.
Okay.
The Illusionist, now you see it, now you maybe won't.
Oh, no.
Well, the movie takes place in Vienna in the early 1900s when a boy, who's played by Edward Norton, and a girl, played by Jessica Biel, they fall in love, but they're forced apart because her family's pretty much considered royalty and his is working class, and that just doesn't work. But years and years later, he finally returns to Vienna as a magician, and during a performance one night, he sees her again, and he finds out she's engaged to a prince. But the prince kind of thinks there might be something going on between those two, so he has the chief inspector, who's played by Paul Giamatti, investigate what's going on, which leads Paul right into the middle of a mystery filled with forbidden love, deceit, murder, and illusion.
Ooh.
Yeah, you take any 2 minutes out of this, and it's absolutely fantastic. Remarkable settings, intriguing concept. It's like a very compelling story in places. Ed Norton, Paul Giamatti, both absolutely spectacular, like you would expect. But when you put it all together, Don and I both kind of felt like it came up just a little short. Because of the whole great mysterious feel to it with the illusionist and all, you expect some huge revelation at the end that brings it all together, and they just didn't pull that off, we didn't think.
You know, I was kind of hoping for a romantic period movie, sort of like Shakespeare in Love. And this movie wasn't nearly as clever in telling the story at all like that one was. And it was sort of resorted to flashback scenes every once in a while to fill the audience in on what was happening, which was a little bit annoying.
So this one's a no-go as well.
Yeah, well, not so much. I mean, the audience, when we looked around, there were quite a few people that seemed to enjoy the movie. So we're going to rate on our movie night traffic light The Illusionist a yellow. It is a romance that's entertaining, but it's just not great.
Yeah, there's some good stuff. They just didn't pull it off in the end, unfortunately.
Okay, great. So, you guys, what's going on next week?
Well, next week we're going to check out The Protector, which is a new martial arts film. That ought to be kind of interesting.
Okay, great.
And the other one is Hollywoodland. I don't know if you've heard about that one at all, but it's about the original TV Superman and his death. And the kind of controversy around that. So.
Okay, interesting.
Ben Affleck and Adrian Brody and some big stars.
So that one might be pretty big.
Okay, good stuff. Well, thank you so much, Don and John, joining us with Movie Night Traffic Light. And you can get their information at movienighttrafficlight.com. Also linked to our website, 929themountain.com. Click on Jenny in the Morning and Movie Night Traffic Light. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks,
can't wait.
Jenny. Good luck on your move.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.